Hey, this is Eric Mann with my co-host Manuel Criollo. I'm on the phone with Damon Azali. He's an organizer with the Community Rights Campaign of the Labor Community Strategy Center. He's going to try to talk to us about this upcoming half-cent sales tax. Are you on with us, Damon?
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're good. We're real good. Since you have the least amount of time, but you're the most brilliant at getting right to the point, we know we don't want a half-cent sales tax. We know we don't want more cops. What should we do about it?
So basically what the two things people need to do is, one is they need to call their council person and tell them that they do not want a half-cent sales tax from more cops. Secondly, they need to come down to City Hall on Wednesday, February 9th at 10 o'clock, room 340 City Hall, that's 200 North Spring Street, and come and actually speak to the fact that more cops in our community is not going to make our community safer. What's going to make our community safer is actually healthcare infrastructure, you know, saving King Drew, having actually first-class school systems, et cetera, stuff like that.
But also decriminalizing half the things on the books, because
right. If
I think we have to go in there and be able to point out that, you know, they just killed this kid for Grand Theft Auto, a 13-year-old kid in Inglewood.
Right.
When they're supposed to have a policy to not chase a kid who's, you know, to not get involved in a car chase, and they shot 10 shots into an unarmed vehicle, you know, an unarmed kid. So we have to really also talk about how many of the so-called crimes, you know, if you cut the number of crimes, then you have enough in the police for the so-called violent crimes. I don't think it's just enough to talk about the social programs.
Definitely, definitely. I think a lot of that is based on who our current police chief is, William Braddon, who was New York police chief from 94 to 96. During that time, there was a 67% increase in police brutality, a similar increase in number of in-custody deaths. His style of policing that Mayor Hahn is all about is called broken windows. It's basically cracking down on the little things in hopes that the bigger things won't happen. So what that actually looks like, in fact, is 1,200 folks who were homeless were arrested in the last 6 months because those are quality of life problems. Other things that are, you know, as now we see the MTA is actually trying to bring things like the transit court is actually trying to attach people's wages for people who were eating sandwiches on the bus, et cetera. So a lot of these things, along with legislation as, you know, Proposition 21, three strikes, basically create the environment where people get caught up most. And then the people who are targeted are also, I mean, if you look at actually the statistics of who's in prison, it's a majority black and Latino. So one of the statistics I was looking at today was black people are about 12.7% of the U.S. population, but they are 48.2% of the total adults in federal, state, and local prisons and jails. Latinos are 13% of the total U.S. population, but they're almost 20% in the federal system. I actually don't have the statistics for California. So if you look at that and who's being targeted, more cops, the people who are being targeted are the people who are being racial profiled, where all the cops are being placed in, you know, South L.A., East L.A., et cetera.
Damien, I know earlier you opened it up saying people should be calling their members of city council. Talk about some of the people who you think are important to focus on. I mean, you know, how does Ed Reyes stand with the whole Rampart, you know, scandal that nobody's been prosecuted for? How does, you know, Councilman Martin Ludlow stand on these questions? How does somebody like Alex Padilla or Jan Perry, folks who I'm assuming we should try to be winning those votes.
That's right. So to actually, the vote is whether or not to put this half-cent sales tax on the May ballot. So this is it's generally the same as Measure A that lost back in November. Of the last vote, which was actually the vote to see if they should write the actual language to vote on this coming Wednesday, there are 5 members who actually voted against it. For this not to pass, we need to have 6.
Who are the 5?
The 5 members are Dennis Zine, Jack Weiss, Bernard Parks, Greg Smith, and Antonio Villaraigosa. Alex Padilla has been the one who has actually said, I don't really want this right now. Not because he's against police brutality, at least that's not what he said, he was against police brutality, but he believes that if they put the measure on the ballot in an election that's further out, that they would actually have a better chance to pass. I mean, it's really incredible when people come down there. Greg Smith opened up the last meeting and say, let's just be clear, everybody in this chamber wants more cops. So I looked at the two people sitting beside me that came in there. I'm like, well, okay, not everybody. But that's the mentality of it. Every city council person has said they wanted more cops. It's just the debate on how that actually happens, when it happens. In terms of Martin Ludlow, it's a complicated thing. Martin Ludlow actually had a resolution that was supposed to put money toward prevention programs, after-school programs. And what that ended up happening with that is it got folded into this half-cent sales tax. So one of the things to talk to Martin Ludlow about is basically when calling him and saying, hey, you know, we appreciate the after-school prevention programs, a lot of the stuff that, you know, flows with what Nicole Lee was just talking about. But that should exist outside of the sales tax. You shouldn't be increasing sales taxes to actually fund this. Originally, it was a parcel tax, so it was basically, you know, businesses, homeowners were going to be paying for this. So that would be one of the things in terms of him. So I guess just one more thing. Just folks, if folks are interested in actually getting the phone numbers, I mean, there's a big, long list, they can email us at info@thestrategycenter.org, and we can send you out an email. Tomorrow is the big day that we need to get a lot of phone calls into the city council people for the Wednesday meeting.
So this is Damon Ozzoli you're listening to at the Strategy Center, who is one of the lead organizers of this community rights campaign. Let's get some people to the city council. When is the vote, Damon?
The vote is Wednesday, February 9th. It's at 10 a.m., and it's at the city hall, which is at 200 North Spring Street. The room is room 340, so that's the city call, city council chambers.
And it's info at
thestrategycenter.org.
See you at the barricades.
Yeah, and one more thing. It's really
No more thing, bro. So
people need to bring IDs or else they won't let folks in.
All right.
Okay, you got it in.
So we'd like to thank today our guests, Kenya Covington, Michael Galopter, Nicole Lee, and Damon Ozzoli. We'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. Today we had music from Bob Marley to honor his birthday, Marvin Gaye, Rashawn Roland Kirk, Tijuana No, and the Staple Singers. Signing out, this is Manuel Criollo and Eric Mann. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Susie Wiseman coming up next.
See you next Monday at 4.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline edition on listener-supported KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and at kpfk.org across the globe. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface coming up next with host Susie Wiseman.